Well, Brenda Donoghue heard that I was going to be talking to a modern-day Bridget, the patron saint of livestock. So, not to be outdone, she, of course, went off and gathered as many Bridgets into the one place as she could possibly find. The Kerry Traveller Health and Community Development Project provides practical services, advocacy support in areas like health and education and accommodation, while, as you'll also hear, building a sense of community. And Brenda went to Tralee for coffee with Bridget Quilligan, Bridget McCarthy, and Breda Quilligan.
Bridget, do you want a cup of tea? There's a lovely scone here for you. Yeah. They're homemade.
Hi, my name is Bridget Quilligan.
My name is Bridget McCartan.
I'm Breda Quilligan.
I feel left out because I'm not called Breed or Bridget.
We won't exclude you. You can be an honorary Bridget for today.
Do you wear that name proudly?
I do now, Brenda. I absolutely love it. But when I was a child growing up, I was called after my grandmother, who I adored. When I grew up, I used to always say, why did she call me Bridget? Why couldn't she call me something fancy like Rachel or Pamela or something nice? Or I'd be watching Dallas and Dynasty and I'd say, why couldn't I be called Crystal? And my mother would say, you're called after a beautiful woman and you're called after the best. So respect your name. And then when I was 13 or 14, I started realising the importance of my name.
I have a granddaughter called Bridget, Bridget May.
Is she called after you?
Yes, she is. Both of her grandmothers are Bridget, so they decided to call her Bridget. I didn't like the name Bridget when I was growing up because everywhere you looked, there was a Bridget. Everyone you were talking, there was a Bridget. And it just looked to me at the time, it was like, God, they know we're travellers because our name is Bridget. Couldn't hide our identity with the name. Corn, as I got older then, I started to realise, yeah, the name is actually a nice name because they were fading out. There was no travellers then calling their children the Bridgets and the Treases and things like that. But now the names is coming back in. It's actually lovely. And I'll have more grandchildren, please God, the name Bridget.
Whether they like it or not. Yeah.
It's part of the tradition.
Well, I was called after my grandmother. That would have been my father's mother. But all my cousins were called Bridas.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Right, okay.
How many Bridgets or Breeds do you think you know?
Oh, I'd say I know a couple of hundred, if not more. But I know a load of girls who is Bridget, but I identifies as a different, fancier name.
And you say to them, will you cop on and go back?
Yeah, go back, yeah. Like Bridget said, it's a lovely name. And when you actually go back to who you're called after, it kind of gives you a sense of pride that you're called after a very special person, very special woman in your life. And you have a story. You have a background to it. I mean, you could have a fancy name, but you can't say it's someone from Dallas or Dynasty or, you know. You could actually sit down and say, well, I was called after a very remarkable woman. She achieved this. She was a homemaker. She was a great mother. She was a housekeeper. She was everything that you could. There are the life skills that you actually need today rather than the fancy names.
Bridget Quilligan, you are the project manager. What is it you do?
Essentially, it's a health and community development project, and we have a team of health workers, we have family support workers, men's health workers. As much as all the serious things that's going on here, it's the sense of community that's created. I often was inside my office doing paperwork, and I'd hear roaring laughing inside here, and I'd peep in, and I'd see a large group of women having the best crack and the best fun doing something. And sometimes it's the only opportunity that they get outside of funerals to get together. So it's great to see our women's groups thriving and all the groups meeting and that sense of community, because they're building solidarity and friendship with each other then.
How did it start for you?
Yeah, there was a moment in my life when I said I'd have to do something better for myself. At home every day with the kids, I decided I need to do something for myself. And that's where it began then for me. I did my leaving.
And how old were you when you did your leaving?
I was up about my 30s when I did my leaving.
I think that's very brave to go back. Would you agree and sit that and manage kids and everything at the same time? I think you're kind of super Bridget.
Well, it was challenging now, but I'm glad I did it, as I've achieved so much since I did it. I like making a difference in people's lives.
I grew up in Killarney, and I grew up surrounded by love, I suppose, Brenda, surrounded by a large traveller family, but also my settled neighbours. And I will say that I had an ideal childhood in that I never knew really what much hardship was. And I realised, I suppose, when I was about 16, how badly discriminated against travellers were. When I was in school, I went the normal route, I suppose. I went the average route. I went to secondary school. And when I went out with my friends, I was stopped in a disco. I was the only one there out of a whole group who were stopped. So I kind of realised that no matter what you do or how many boxes you tick, if you're a member of the traveller community, you were still going to experience discrimination. So I joined a few different initiatives and it kind of started my love for advocacy and standing up for people.
I first started off 13 years ago as a health worker. I love being able to help people and supporting them and empowering women to look after themselves. I think you get a sense of pride that you actually made a difference in somebody's life. It's just a great sense of achievement with your job, I think.
I just want to go back to something one of the lads said a while ago. They were talking about naming. There is a tradition in our community that the firstborn sometimes can be called after your husband's family. So you could have many like children in the one family called after the grandmother or the grandfather or whatever. So I'm Bridget Mary, after my two grandmothers. My sister is Mary Margaret, so on and so forth. So each child will take a grandmother's name or an aunt's name in some form or some way so that everybody in the family is honoured. So no matter where you are, no matter how old you are, your aunt might say, she's called after me. And they'll always get you something extra special as well if they think you're called after them.
Of course they would. There are so many Bridgets in your lives. Pick me the strongest Bridget. How would you compare their life with yours now?
I never met my grandmother, Bridget. But I had two aunts and they were larger than life characters. And I always remember as a child, if anything happened or if there was a funeral, these two Bridgets were they would keep everybody's morale up, and even though they were going through such a hard time themselves, but they were just such characters.
Is your life, do you think, better or worse than theirs?
A little bit better, because I think I'm a little bit more independent. But I think we've more support now in the lines of health services and stuff like that, you know.
Bridget McCarthy, what are the values you think those Bridgets gave you that you carry on today?
The values them Bridgets gave us years ago, if we were idle or anything, they tell us, get up and do something for yourself. Don't be laying around. Move on. Come on, get up there and clean up or whatever. Wouldn't you do better now if you were doing that for your mother or whatever? She'd always make sure we wasn't idled.
Yeah.
Or she'd tell us, go up home for yourself now, you're messing down around there and things. We'd never back answer them or anything like that. We were always taught respect our elders. And I think that's one of my values I bring forward today, that we have more respect for our elders than the crowd coming up today.
My beautiful grandmother, Bridget, my nanny, who I'm called after, all the values that I hold true to me, particularly around family, she instilled in me. My love for cooking came from her. And also she taught me that I could be anything I wanted in life. She was a very advanced woman for her time. And she'd always warned me and told me, even though my grandfather was very good to her, she said, a woman should always have her own few pound and never let no one know what you have in your bank account, and always have your own little credit union account or bank account with your own few pound in it. And also my faith, which I come back to, and saying the rosary every evening at 6 o'clock. That's something I got from my grandmother.
And the day itself?
For me, it's a very special day because my little boy always, I've only one child, and he always gets me something small. And I get a Bridget cross from my mother and some of my cousins. And my partner is Romanian Gypsy, so he has a tradition where they celebrate their Saints' Day. So I get flowers from him as well for my Saints' Day.
I think now that we discussed a lot about our aunts and our grandparents, I think we've been doing a lot of reflecting on the day as well. And I suppose going back to our childhood and what it was to be growing up with these strong women in our lives. And although we never appreciated it at the time, we thought it was going to live to be 100 or more. But I think there'll be a sense of sadness as well, that we should appreciate them more, but at least we'll have an opportunity to celebrate them along with celebrate St. Bridget's Day as well.
Yeah. Nice bit of a treat.
And have a nice cup of coffee and...
I'm the better for having heard that now. Bridget Quilligan, Bridget McCarthy and Breda Quilligan. And Brenda Donoghue is having Super Bridget t-shirts made up as we speak.